It's my task to welcome Greg and Christina as they share today. And Greg has written a nice paragraph that I can't beat in terms of an introduction, so I'd encourage you to read that. But what I remember about Greg is that he was part of a critical mass of young folks at Perkasie, which is a little unusual for a small church. He was part of a class, the 2005 graduating class at Doc, that included Bethany, Evan Moyer, Cody Felton. So there were a significant number of persons in that class. Christina, also a part of that class, she attended Franconia, where her father was a pastor. Bethany has a fond memory of playing basketball with Christina, coached by none other than Tim East. So there is that connection as well. So we thank you for blessing us today with your music and also your presence and coming back and sharing with us. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Hertzler. I do believe it will be impossible for me to ever call you otherwise. It is wonderful to be here this morning. It's been many years since I have been in this building, and unsurprisingly, I've got some feelings. We gather to worship this morning in the name of Jesus. We are called together as the body of Christ. This might be a very difficult service, actually. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." I invite you to say with me, "We are gathered."
We are gathered. Each of us from our own homes and our own lives.
We are gathered.
Energized and joyful, tired and filled with sorrow.
We are gathered.
Whether in this building, via Zoom, or in spirit from afar.
We are gathered.
Together with this Perkasie Mennonite congregation and with the multitude of brothers and sisters in Christ who gather around the world.
We are gathered.
And Jesus is here among us. Amen.
If you would turn in your purple book, number 22, and all who are able and willing, please stand and join me in singing. I realize that I say that every time I lead singing in our congregation in Harrisonburg, and it is because of this body that I say that. All who are able and willing, please stand in joining me to sing. When I was growing up, there were at least one person who was very able but unwilling, and that statement is for her. What is this place where we are meeting? Only a house, the earth its floor, walls and a roof, sheltering people, windows for light and open door. Yet it becomes a body that lives when we are gathered here. And no from afar, stars and and number 10 in the same book. We'll do the
last
part
line.
Of it. Yeah, just starting off, catch it. Teach you a song now that is part of the Soil and the Seed project, which I'll explain in more detail shortly. We'll use this as our sending song. So right now, we're just learning this song. This is a song that we wrote at the request of one of the members of our band who was looking for a song to sing with his son as he went off to school. He's a fifth grade teacher in the public school system, and so he often hears parents sort of sending their kids with some sort of blessing for the day. Like, make it a great one, or have a good day, or be the best you, or make good choices. And he wanted something that was a little more rooted in our faith. And so together we crafted this song with the refrain, "Let us do what we do because of Jesus." So I invite you to join us on that refrain. You'll see that it's scattered throughout the verses. And then we don't actually have the chorus written here, I'm realizing. The chorus is just, because of Jesus, let us do what we do because of Jesus. I trust that you'll be able to catch up. And if not, just enjoy the ride. Am I singing this? Okay. When we listen for God at the start of the day,
let us do what we do because of Jesus.
We
are following Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Let us do what we do because of Jesus.
When we take good care of our bodies and minds,
let us do what we do because of Jesus.
We can make good use of God's gifts and God's time.
Let us do what we do because of Jesus. Jesus, because of Jesus. Let us do what we do because of Jesus.
Let's sing that chorus again.
Because of Jesus, because of Jesus. Let us do what we do because of Jesus.
When we make a mistake or get hurt by a friend,
let us do what we do because of Jesus.
The forgiveness of Jesus knows no end.
Let us do what we do because of Jesus.
When we see friends and strangers who are in need,
let us do what we do because of Jesus.
Jesus shows us the way, let us follow his lead.
Let us do what we do because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, because of Jesus.
I'll be reading this morning's scripture, which comes from Matthew 11, and we'll be reading verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
It is time for the children's time, and Libby told me there might not be any children, but I see we have a good number of children. Children, if you would like to come forward, you are invited to come forward, and if you prefer to stay where you are encouraged to do that. Hello, good morning. My name is Greg. Hi. And what are your names?
Gabriel.
Adeline.
And, oh, we got some more friends. Hi, friends. What are your names?
I didn't know
the last name. Oh, man. She got the whole thing. And what is your name?
His name is Oliver.
Oliver. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. This morning we are talking about rest and God giving us rest. And I have a couple questions for you. What is one way that you feel tired? Or when is some time that you feel tired?
When you stay up for very late.
Yes. When you stay up for very late, you can definitely be tired. We did not have our kids with us this week. We have three kids, and we've been on the road making music in a couple different places. We left the kids with their grandparents, and we thought we would get a lot of sleep this week because the kids are somewhere else, and so we're going to get good night's sleep, and we stayed up too late. every night, basically. And we felt pretty tired. What are some things that you might need rest from?
So your brain can restart.
Oh my goodness. This man is so wise. We need rest so our brains can be refreshed and so that our bodies can be renewed and replenished and so we can be ready for the new day. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever stayed up all night?
Your
4 a.m., yeah. And probably the next day, she was maybe not the best mom that you've ever had. Yeah. I have been there on both ends of that. Where do you feel like you can rest because you are safe? What is a safe place for you where you can rest? Yeah.
Home.
Good. I'm glad that home is a safe place for you where you can rest. It's not for everybody, so I'm glad that it is for you. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Hotel.
A hotel, oh yes. A hotel is a good place to rest, absolutely. We rested in one hotel on our trip, and it was pretty good.
I had one hotel too.
What does receiving God's rest look like for you? What is a way that you rest? What's something that you do, you play a lot, and you run around and you have a lot of fun, and then what does it look like when you rest? What do you do to rest?
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. What do you do to rest? Close your eyes too. Maybe sit down.
Or relax.
Relax. Maybe lay down. Maybe you have, instead of running around, maybe you get a book and you look at the pictures or you read a book. Yeah. You usually watch YouTube, yeah. I do that sometimes too. And then when I'm done, I realize maybe I wasn't actually resting there. Sometimes I get stuck in there and I feel worse than when I sat down. But God's rest is like being at home. We are safe when we are with God. And being with God can be rest that renews us and restores us and gives us strength to keep running and playing or working. And we can find God's rest in many different ways, but one way is being together. When we come together on Sunday morning, it's an opportunity for us to experience God's rest together. So let's pray real quick, and then you can go back to your seats. God, thank you for these young people, your children, who remind us what it is to rest. Thank you for giving us your safety, for giving us places like Percy Mennonite Church, where we can rest in your presence and with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for your love. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much. You can go back to your seats. Yeah. In your purple books, you can turn to number 619, In the Rifted Rock. Stay seated and rest while we sing this song.
In the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms assail me, while in the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting. Left one's made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of by sin and Satan, weary, sad, I long for rest. Then I found this heavenly shelter, hoping in my Savior's breast. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting in the life once before me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting in the cleft.
We're going to share a few songs from the Soil and the Seed Project. And the first song as part of this meditation is a song that I wrote this past year while we were preparing the music for the Ordinary Time collection, which is just the season between Pentecost and Advent. We are in Ordinary Time right now, whether you realized it or not. My guess is not, but I may be underestimating you. And this song, I think as much as anything that we've written for this project, sort of sums up what the project is. The Soil and the Seed Project is music and reflections, written words, prayers for every day, so that we can develop habits of faith outside of Sunday morning. And so this song was written as I was reflecting on our lives at the moment, and my daughter in particular, and what it is for us to be following Jesus right now. In the little moment, in the in-between, in the cracks in the sidewalks, in the miracles of green shoots peeking through to smile at you, where life has never been, the easy breezes in the trees can remind you, God has always been, God will always be. Hair plastered to her face as she goes dashing wildly through springy fields, wings revealed, butterflies and bare feet, muddy footprints in the kitchen may remind me, God has always been, God will always be. God will always be in the ordinary, in the stack of dishes, in the clothes pile in the hall, in the whisper of a loved one, in the bitter tears that fall, in the sunlight, in the shadow, in the days as they unwind, in the minutes that unfold themselves into a whole lifetime. God has always been, God will always be in the ordinary. God has always been, God
God will always be in the
Part of what the Soil and the Seed Project does is set scripture to music, word for word. And this next one is a setting of parts of Psalm 139, verse 1, verse 7, and verses 9 through 10. And this is a text that I memorized in college when I was part of a music group that traveled and did worship services. But I don't know if we didn't get to verses 9 and 10 or if I just was in a different place then, but I was working on this text with my students at school. We were setting psalms to music, and something about verses 9 and 10 struck me as incredibly poetic and just what I needed to have in my heart at that time. So these are words directly from the Bible and sung in a way that hopefully they will take root and live in you.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Oh, when I sit down and when I rise, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning, settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand shall hold me fast.
If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, the wings of the morning,
The Soil and the Seed Project started in 2021 with my good friend and bandmate Seth Chrisman, who was at the time doing Kids Club in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He was working with a number of different congregations, partnering with them to develop evening program once a week for kids in the neighborhood of the congregation. So in the blocks around the congregation for them to come and gather and for the congregation to know their neighbors and to welcome them and invite them in to fellowship. And if you remember, in 2021, we weren't doing a whole lot of gathering people. He found that in 2020, they shifted how they were doing that work, and he was making videos to send out to the congregations, but that wasn't really what Kids Club was. Kids Club was bringing people in together, to be together. And at the same time, he was hearing from people in various parts of the church that there was a need for something for people to do in their homes, that they could continue to develop in faith, to grow in faith, and to feel connected to some greater spirituality. And so he started thinking about what that might be, what gifts he had to offer, and what sort of thing might come out of that. And eventually he had the idea for a collection of music and little liturgies, scripture with the lectionary text, and then responsive readings and questions like the ones that we were asking the kids earlier, to do in the home with whoever is in your household or whoever was in your circle. Something that we could develop habits of faith when the main habit of faith for many of us was taken away. We weren't gathering in the way that we had been used to. And so he pitched this idea to Virginia Mennonite Missions and said, if we could do this, provide this for 300 families, would that be worth it? And they said, yes, absolutely. And so they started the project. And in Advent of 2021, they printed the first resource, a CD and a little stack of cards that had the liturgies on them. And they printed 800 copies because they thought, you know, maybe it'll be bigger than what we imagined. And the last collection that we printed, volume 7, for Ordinary Time this year, so 2 years later, we printed 2,500 copies, and they're gone. And they're in 35 states and countries around the world, and inside the Mennonite denomination, outside, people who are not connected to church communities. It's been amazing to see what this has done, where it has gone, and the people that have been connecting with it, and the way it has been ministering to people's lives. And I started as an observer. I watched him do the first one, and we used it in our family. And part of it is that there are sort of embodied prayers. Lots of times there's actions for the kids to do. And that first year, it was Advent, and they were doing motions to remind themselves to wait and keep watch. And so, when I saw the effect it was having in my children's lives, I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to help Seth in whatever way I could. And so I started getting involved, taking administrative stuff off of him, because that's not his forte, and allowing him to do the work that he was called to do. And as the years have gone on, I've gotten more and more involved. And I'm very excited that we recently got a big grant to do this work. And now I'm going to do it full time. And I could not be more excited to spend my time writing music and working with other musicians to record it and traveling around to share what it is that God is doing through this project. It's been it's been really important for my own faith and for our family, because I'm steeped in these words, and this music is what our children breathe when they wake up. They know these songs. These songs are in their hearts and will be with them forever, I assume. It's been a gift to be a part of and to be sharing, and I hope some of these words and this music is a gift for you this morning. We're gonna do one more song, and then I'm gonna invite you into a practice that's part of the little liturgy for this week. The text that we're working on this morning is the lectionary text for today. If you're following the lectionary, the liturgical calendar for the year, this is the text that everybody who's following that is working with today. This next song is a song that I wrote for the Advent collection this past fall. And the chorus is word for word scripture. The verses are decidedly not, so I hope you'll forgive me. When we lost the baby, I was broken. Chest split open, heart caught in my throat. I was choking on an ocean, adrift in the ocean, searching for a rope and something to hope in, something to cling to, a song to sing, but there was no one to sing to. Grief unspoken, belief just a token, dried up on my tongue, just going through the motions like a marionette who had its strings snapped. Every time I try to explain, it just falls flat. Like a vase that falls from the shelf, can't fix itself. But the potter collects the pieces, makes something else. Makes gold in the lacquer, plaster the cracks, and bring it on back to wholeness. The boldness to not try to hide the flaws, not try to sweep away the broken bits. Makes gold in our dust, be bold in our trust, put it all on display.
Your face shine, that we may be saved. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Joseph had a technicolor dream coat, made his brothers jealous like a raft envying a steamboat. He spoke of visions and they saw him as a threat, and they threw him in a well, didn't get wet yet. His brothers got the best of him, sold him up river, dagger to the daddy's heart, pulled the arrow from the quiver. They came quivering and shivering, bowing down before him. God softened his heart, Joseph restored them. When the baby cries in the darkness, a light shines forth, softening the hardness, and all the people standing with their backs to the wall hear the baby's call, and maybe they stand tall. I know we can't all be shepherds in the fields with the glory of the heavenly host making us kneel, and our zeal turns to steel when we wheel and we deal in abstractions, obfuscating what is real, like a mother singing in the silence, a lullaby, the roar of a lion. When the baby cries out, it's thunder. Shakes the words on my mouth, all struck in my wonder. That infinite love wrapped itself in this form, so fragile, clinging to his mother to stay warm like a mother hen, gathering us close to the chest. Hope for the oppressed, father for the fatherless, welcome for the foreigner, provision for the poor, and a vision for those vases broken open on the floor.
Save.
face shine, that we may be saved.
Do you want to, can you do that? I'll pass these out.
Okay.
Or do you want to pass them out?
I'll pass them
out.
Okay.
In a moment, we will invite you after you have the utensils. And I'm so glad that you have not changed. I mean, you've changed, clearly. Although, not as much as I would have thought. I feel like I've changed a lot more. But I realized that I forgot to ask anybody to get the materials that we needed for this ritual that we're going to do together. And so I went into the basement where I thought I would find them, and lo and behold, they were right where I thought they would be. So we're going to, you have a paper and a crayon, because I couldn't actually find the pens or didn't look hard enough. Crayons were right there. I said, crayons will work. Write or draw something that you are carrying on this small piece of paper. After you have written or drawn it, hold that paper in your clenched hand for a moment. Ball it up, squish it. How does that feel in your body? Then as we sing, relax and open your hand. How does that feel? Place the paper in a bowl. We don't have a bowl, so I don't know. Bring it up here or set it down next to you. You can set it on the table over there. Let's set it on the table over there if you'd like to. If you'd prefer not to stand and do that, that's fine. Set it down somewhere. Place the paper in a bowl to remind you that God is giving you rest. God's grace is for you. God invites us to come and rest. We can learn and know God's gentle love.
Burden is light.
As the hymn of response, I'd like to teach you another song from the project, and this is one that I taught to my students at school where I teach, and taught now. And my daughter Lydia was one of my pre-K students this year, which was more fun than I thought it was going to be. I thought it might not be good, but it was great. She was a very good student. This is a song that she always wants to listen to in the project because we recorded her class singing for the project. The text is very simple. It's Psalm 56, 1-3. We'll sing it one time, and then I invite you to sing it with us. It is now the time in the service when we collect an offering to further the work of building God's kingdom. I see